Please listen carefully.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. We are in episode 1 of season 3. I'm so excited. I can't believe we are in year 3 of this podcast. It's wild. I really never thought it would take off like this, but I'm super excited and super grateful that you all are still listening in. So this year's podcast, we are starting off with an interview with Amy McKee. She's a wife and mama to 2 babies. She became passionate about the power of whole food nutrition after experiencing how it healed her years of chronic pain. And since then, she's become a certified health coach as well as a personal trainer. And she's using her passion and knowledge of plant nutrition to inspire healthy living around the world. So we talk about whole foods versus vitamins. We talk about some simple tips to incorporate more whole foods, especially some sneaky mom hacks because, we're all looking for ways. And you know what? I like to call it like sneaky husband hacks because I feel like I have to trick my husband to eat more vegetables as well. And then we also chat about how she bridges the nutritional gap. This episode is literally jam-packed with so much good information. So without further ado, let's chat with Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, Erica. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Of course. We've been having a little bit between our schedules and our little ones. We've been having a hard time getting together. Yeah. So I'm so eager to chat with you today. It's been a long time coming. And why don't we start off by you giving us just like a brief background about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So my health journey has really started about 4.5 years ago. And before that, if you'd asked me if I was healthy, I would have said yes. You know, I equated liking healthy foods and working out to being healthy. But really, I had so much underlying inflammation that showed itself up in the form of chronic neck and head pain daily for about 8 years. And I just kind of thought like that was the norm. You know, like everybody had aches and pains and dealt with health issues of some sort. And, you know, as much as I hated it, it was just something I reluctantly accepted to be a part of my life for forever. You know, I never thought that there was going to be a time where my neck was not hurting. And so about 4.5 years ago is when a conversation with a friend started about whole food nutrition and what it does for our bodies. And as silly as it might sound, I knew fruits and vegetables were good for me, but I didn't, that was the extent of it, you know?
Right.
And so, so when we started talking about it and like I was diving into the research and just really learning about the healing effect that fruits and vegetables have in our bodies, like it was mind blowing to me. And so I started, you know, bridging the gap with some things, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. But within a couple months, not only was my neck pain going away, my headaches were going away. I had so much more energy. I was craving healthier foods, and I was starting to learn just how the food that I was eating was impacting my body, whether that be in a negative or a positive way. And so it just got me really excited to share this with other people, because so many people are living with pain and illness and disease and kind of just think like, well, this is it. Like, this is my life. And it definitely doesn't have to be that way. So that's how I got started. And then I just, you know, it's been evolving and I've been growing and learning more. I got certified as a personal trainer through the National Academy of Sports Medicine 2 years ago, and then also got certified as a health coach through the Dr. Sears Wellness Institute earlier this year. And so just combining all that knowledge, and really my goal is just to inspire healthy living.
Wow. So I didn't realize that Dr. Sears had a health coach certification. That's really cool. I follow a lot of his work.
Yeah, he's awesome. I love him.
So how was that experience becoming a holistic health coach? Like, what was the process for that? And how have you integrated that into your, you know, family and your lifestyle?
Yeah. So I took the 6-week course for families to be certified in that. And I did that while I was pregnant with my daughter. So my son Hayden is 2 and my daughter Haley is 5 months. And I did that because I'd always wanted to be certified as a health coach. And it also counted towards my CEUs for personal training. So it was awesome to just kind of combine that together. And the course was awesome. I loved it. I don't really love studying, to be honest, but when it comes to nutrition, I just love it. Like, I soak it all up. And so I got certified, and to be honest, I haven't done too much of that. Like, I haven't incorporated that into my business yet, really, just because I had my daughter, and then we bought a house that we're currently renovating. So that's kind of on hold, but I'm still using that knowledge, like, you know, every day in my life, and then talking to other people who want to know more about, you know, nutrition and such.
So interesting. So how do you manage that? Because you have a newborn and a toddler, and you're an entrepreneur, and you completed that course. And I mean, I know myself, I struggle on the daily. I think balance is bullshit, and I just, it's, you know, some things you're better at some things one day, and the next day you're better at other things. And I always love to hear from moms who really are just doing so much, how they get it done. So what does that look like for you?
Yeah, well, I'm still learning. With my son, it was so much easier. With 2, oh my gosh, it is. Yeah, you said it so well. Like, it's different every day, right? Like, they sleep so great one day, and the next day they like don't sleep at all. So I can't give you like a lot of advice in that area because I'm still learning myself. But one thing that I've learned is just take advantage of those stolen moments. If your toddler is happily playing and your, you know, infant is sleeping, if you've got 20 minutes and they're happy and they're, you know, safe, use those 20 minutes to work on your business and to be productive in that, not just like scrolling through Instagram and liking and commenting. There's a time and a place for that, of course, you know, because engaging really makes a difference if you're, you know, on social media and trying to grow your business that way. But like actually communicating with your clients, getting to know people, reaching out to people who, you know, maybe for instance, you saw on Facebook that someone is just super sick and you have some suggestions to maybe help them through that, doing high paying activity as opposed to scrolling on social media and, you know, just liking and commenting on people's posts. So that's one thing I've really tried to incorporate. And I think there's a lot of productivity that can happen in the morning, like the early morning, but I'm still trying to get the hang of that because I'm not a morning person. And so I'd love to be able to get up at like 5 in the morning and get stuff done for a couple hours before the kids wake up, but we're slowly working into that.
I totally feel you on that one. That sounds so good on paper. Mm-hmm. But realistically, it's like, you know, one morning we're co-sleeping, the other morning we are up all night. So yeah. I am too aiming to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I love that advice. Like, you know, when the opportunity presents itself, act on it. Because, like you said, they're far and few between sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So I really wanted to jump in and talk about some of the things that you're super, super passionate about. So you focus a lot about whole foods versus vitamins. Uh-huh. And I say on your Instagram, but really just in your business overall. So why don't you kind of let us in on your ideology behind that?
Yeah. Okay. So I get really passionate about this and excited. So I'm going to try to condense my knowledge a little bit. And I have so many incredible resources. And I've, like I said, I've just been learning so much as I go You don't have to be certified or, you know, have a degree in nutrition to share your knowledge with people, right? So anyone who's listening to this, it's like, but I don't have a degree, I can't share it with people. Like, that's not true. You know, there, you can share your knowledge with people as you're growing as well. So really what I want to start off with is just a few points. So like you were saying, whole foods versus vitamins, right? So we as humans, we're designed to eat whole foods to stay healthy and alive. I don't think anyone can disagree with that. You know, just real foods from the earth. That's where it started. But it's really hard to get enough nutrition in our modern diet. And we need on average, I don't know if you know this, but I didn't know this until about 4.5 years ago. We need about 9 to 13 servings a day. And a serving is the size of your fist. Each day of fruits and vegetables in a wide variety, raw preferably. And just in America, we get about maybe 5 servings a day. And for athletes who work out an hour or more within a 24-hour period, need closer to 16 to 18 servings a day.
Wow.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you might hit that mark one day, but then the next day, like, maybe you have 3 servings, you know, like, it's hard, and especially you have to take into account where you live, the produce that's available to you and such. So it's hard. It's hard to get that much. I don't know if that's something that you experience or if you've kind of got a handle on that, but.
No, I definitely feel like it's a struggle to get everything in every single day.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, several years ago, individuals weren't beginning to notice the cumulative effects of toxicity. Like, there's so many factors, environmental factors in our, you know, in our foods, pesticides, herbicides, just like all of that. And people weren't noticing that effect until they were hitting like about the age of 50. But now people are starting to notice those effects as early as our 20s.
Right.
And it's, you know, just some statistics, and this isn't to scare people. It's just to make people aware, but like, it's predicted that by the year about 2030, 2050, 1 in 3 people are going to develop diabetes. 1 in 2 women and 1 in 3 men will have cancer. 1 in 4 will have heart disease, and 1 in 3 children will be obese.
Wow.
And I'm not okay with that.
No, like, me either.
That's not how it should be. And we've just come so far away from just getting real foods into our bodies and supplementing that with more man-made things, you know?
Right.
So yeah, that's why I'm so passionate about sharing just what food does for the body, as opposed to, you know, things like multivitamins and such. So I'll just jump into that unless you have another question for me first.
Nope. Go for it.
Okay. Awesome. So, okay, I think people know that we're not getting enough nutrition. So they, whether that be out of convenience or, you know, they have picky eaters at home or cost is a huge one, et cetera. So a lot of people turn to multivitamins or isolated nutrients, which is understandable, you know, because we've been told that, you know, take a vitamin, take your daily vitamin and you're good to go kind of thing. But so a multivitamin, obviously, it has several different vitamins and nutrients in it. And then an isolated vitamin has one. So, for example, you know, vitamin C, a lot of people will take that. But it's important to note that no nutrient functions alone. So, for example, an apple. How many nutrients do you think are in an apple alone?
I have no idea.
There's about 10,000. So wow. 10,000 ingredients in an apple alone.
No way. That's wild.
It's insane, right? Like, I was blown away when I heard that. And an orange has 3 times more vitamin C in the peel than in the fruit. So, you know, we're told like, get, you know, eat your oranges. It's got lots of vitamin C, and that's great. I'm not saying you shouldn't eat oranges, but like, who's going to eat the peel, you know?
Right. No.
So there's just so many incredible aspects, and, you know, just so many incredible things about food. Like, my mind is blown constantly. So our bodies don't work compartmentalized. So a lot of people will take you know, vitamin A for this and vitamin B for this and, you know, this for their joints and this for their heart and such. And our bodies don't compartmentalize like that. Like, it works in synergy. So we don't need a large amount of one nutrient, such as vitamin C, because like I said, a nutrient doesn't function properly on its own. It needs that synergy of all those nutrients. For example, that apple, and you just need a small amount of everything. And this is what creates that synergy in your body and does the work. And this does exclude people that have vitamin deficiency. So if you're deficient in a certain vitamin, and we won't talk about that today, but you know, if you are deficient in a vitamin, that's a little different. But most people, you know, are deficient in vitamin D, let's say. Very few, I think, are not. And so obviously you want to go outside and get the sun, but there's also some really great supplements out there for vitamin D. And if you want to know more about that, you can reach out to me. But a good multivitamin, good quality one that's whole food based, has about maybe 40 nutrients in it. And then let's think back to the apple that's got like 10,000. That's quite a difference. So, and if you're a research nerd like me, I really love to know what research is going on. And to date, there is no clear, consistent proof or evidence that any health problem is decreased or prevented by a multivitamin or isolated vitamin.
Really?
Yeah. And some research is even showing that aside from there not really being any benefit, that it's actually creating more harm than good, because you're putting these mega doses of one nutrient into your body, or, you know, some isolated nutrients, or, and it's you're either peeing it out, you know, your body's not absorbing it. So you're quite literally flushing your money down the toilet, or you're putting way too much of that nutrient into your body, and your body's just working overtime to detox that extra that it doesn't need. So, and that's just something a lot of people don't know. Most people see like a great multivitamin on the shelf and they're like, great, I need a vitamin, I'm going to take it. And it's not anybody's fault. It's just, we don't know. Right.
Right.
So, another thing that really, I guess, kind of rubs me the wrong way that I've really learned a lot about is most vitamins have warning labels, right? Even the good ones. So like your kids' vitamins, if you look, it's going to have a warning label and says, you know, if you consume more than the recommended amount in a day, you need to call poison control. And that's never sat right with me. Like, you shouldn't have to worry about something that's supposed to be good for you, for your health, worried about it potentially killing you or your kids.
Absolutely.
You know, and even some prenatals out there will say to ask your physician or your doctor if you're pregnant or nursing. And that's like a head scratcher to me too. Like, if it's a prenatal, you shouldn't have to worry about what you're putting into your body and what your baby is consuming. So just kind of things that people don't realize that we kind of need to think about. And then another factor is that vitamins are not regulated. So companies can say whatever they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's in the bottle might not actually be on the label, or vice versa. And whether they know it intentionally or not, like, there are vitamins out there all the time that are being recalled because, you know, for instance, and I won't say the company's name, but there was a company out there that's more natural, if you will, has less junk in it. And mom was giving her child the gummy vitamins. And when her daughter got to the bottom of it, she'd been taking it for, I don't know, a month or two, she found little flakes of metal at the bottom.
And how knows, like, how scary.
Much her child was ingesting.
Yeah. Right? I would have lost my mind.
Oh yeah. And she emailed the company and was like, look, I found this, you know, and the gist of it is basically the person she was corresponding with was like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. You know, we had no idea. Here's a coupon for the next time.
Like, and no, I don't want to use your product after that.
Exactly. Like, they took her daughter to the ER and everything. And it was just, so that's just an example of how vitamins are not regulated. And people can say whatever they want. And if they don't have third-party testing is huge. that is like on the top of one of the things on the top of the list for me. If a vitamin or supplement is not third party tested, I don't want to take it. Unless I really trust that company, because we don't know what's in it and they could say whatever they want. So, you know, for instance, like I said, they're not regulated. So multivitamins, as long as it has several nutrients in it, it's really up to the manufacturer to choose what they want to put in there. And you just can't get enough nutrition from a multivitamin alone. It's just not going to happen. So we're kind of right back to where we started with needing more nutrition from plants. If a vitamin's not going to cut it, we need to get it from food. So you're probably wondering, like, okay, how the heck do I choose a vitamin or a supplement now? And these are my recommendations. And what I've learned over the past several years is look for whole food-based. Make sure it has actual food in it. And don't, as tempting as it can be, you know, especially for your kids, don't get the vitamins that have like the sugary, you know, that look like candy. Because, yeah, your kid's going to want to eat it because it tastes like candy. But it's got corn syrup in it and artificial colors. And, you know, we don't need to be putting that into our bodies, first off. And a vitamin should never have that. And that's a whole other tangent I could go off on, but I won't right now. So whole food based. And then also, like I said before, make sure it is third party tested. So NSF is one that I absolutely love. And what third party testers do, the companies, they will come in and they will check the product to ensure that it is free of herbicides, pesticides, heavy metals, molds, etc. And it's, I like to say, if it's NSF certified, it's better than organic, but because even organic, you know, you can get away with some things. But with NSF, you know, they come in and they test for all that. So like a fun fact is Olympic athletes can only take a supplement if it's certified by NSF.
And why is that?
I think just because, since vitamins and supplements aren't regulated, they don't know what their athletes could be putting into their body and potentially